All right, Spades Gang. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about a lot of Marvel stuff. They've been in the news a whole lot recently. So we're going to cover that. We're going to bring up a headline from Quentin Tarantino. We're going to discuss that. And we're going to discuss why most people forgave Vegeta and not Omni-Man. So all of that on the inside of the episode right now. See you on the other side. Space Gang, welcome to a brand new episode of the BK Spades Show. I am your host, the BK Spades, and I am here with my very lovely co-host,
Nova Kane, baby.
All right, Space Gang, I already gave you the rundown in the intro of the show. Well, it's not actually the intro, but you know what I'm saying. You already got the rundown before you saw all the beautiful credits and crap. So, and I censored myself. But anyway, do us a favor before we get into the show too deep and I start ranting too long. Head over to www.thebkspadeshow.com where you can get blogs, merchandise, all the audio versions of the show, and all the video versions of the show all in one place for free. The free ski. $0 down. You ain't gotta pay for, I mean, you gotta pay for the merch.
You gotta get your merch. That, yeah, you gotta pay for the merch. But everything else is for the free.
Everything else is free. But since you're talking, Nova, go ahead and let them know what else we need them to do.
We also need you guys to head over to Apple Podcasts because we're still in that competition for the top 250. So we need those rated reviews. And those ratings left. I mean, y'all could give us 5 stars or whatever. But we just need as many ratings as possible so we can get to that top 250 Space Gang. I know you can do it. I know we can do it. We just need your help.
That's right. Yeah. So take y'all biscuit head selves over to that website.
Buy some biscuit shit, heads.
And then take your biscuit head selves over to Apple.
Go to listen. Apple first.
You know what? You can go to Apple first. It doesn't make me no, never mind. Wherever you want to go.
Go to Apple Podcasts first to leave those rated reviews.
Yeah, we got to hear from you. We got to know which way we need to grow next. But I already told you what we're talking about on the show, so let's jump right into that, if you don't mind. Unless you want to tell us about your weekend, which is fine as well.
Oh, my weekend was actually lit, okay?
What are you doing? What you doing the weekend where we're lit?
Actually, it was lit, like, to myself because I just spent some time with my guy and chill, you know.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that.
And we went to Fogo de Chão. It's a Brazilian steakhouse. And
that
then
good.
We went, yeah, it was amazing, actually. And then we went to this place called Ocean Lounge, and it was pretty nice. We listened to some new ratchet music of today and things like that. It was pretty cool.
Man, I need to come up there so we can go to some of these extravagant, really cool places where we vibing and listening to music like that. Because I ain't got nowhere in my hometown, well, in the city that I reside in right now to really go to. But anyway...
it was a real chill weekend. I got to spend some time just by myself and get it together.
Yeah, I didn't get to spend any time this weekend by myself. First off, I want to send my condolences again to Miss Tiffany Red.
My condolences as well.
She, a friend of the show, she's been on before. We're basically fam. We talk a lot. She's my homie, love her to death, well, love her to life. And I just want you to know that we got support. We love you, and
yes,
if you need us, you know,
love.
You can hit us up.
All the love, Tiff. We out here.
It was really good seeing them this weekend, even you know, even though the circumstances was what they were.
Yeah.
But real talk, it was good to see her and her bros and her mom. And a few other people that I got to see when I kind of snuck into the hometown. If you're listening to the show and you didn't see me, my bad. It really wasn't that type of trip. Anyway, Now we got, we're moving on now. We're moving on.
We DK over here ducking people.
Man, look, I do it all the time, honestly. I'm going to be real with you. People are like, you don't be home. I don't. But when I do come home, like, I'm slipping in, I'm slipping out. Like,
yeah, I can dig that.
No hate for anybody at the hometown. I love you guys. It's just so much work when you got to drive 4 or 5 hours somewhere. And then you got to drive, like, the entire time to meet people. Like,
yeah,
I need them to meet in one place. But they...
Everybody in one central location.
Yeah, but Negroes can't get themselves together like they're supposed to. So, it's like... I got to make a sacrifice, you know?
No, sir.
But anyway, for the 817th time, we are going to be talking about Marvel. But before we get into all that drama, I just want to say that I'm really excited about some video game news, you know, because I'm a heavy gamer, you guys know. And one of my favorite games, for all of its controversial moments that has really been a shit show for a game as a service, is Marvel's Avengers. You get to play as Tony Stark and Captain America, you know, the main Avengers, the Hulk, Hawkeye. Now they just recently dropped him not too long ago, and then you got Kate Bishop, which is Hawkeye. That's unimportant, because what's coming up in a few days, I think it's like 8 days away at this point, I've really been counting down for this one, is because my boy Black Panther is finally making his appearance in the game. He was teased at the beginning. We were super excited about it. And then they had to push it off because, you know, the panorama was happening. And people had to work from home. And that shit just doesn't work well for games. It just doesn't work well when you have to have a whole hundreds of people to make a game. So they pushed the expansion back.
It doesn't work well.
With a computer
in their own home.
Well, it's a lot of coordination.
Like, zoom each other.
It's a lot of coordination. It's a lot of sending files back and forth.
Okay.
So it slows things down significantly. Where, you know, where you can make an adjustment, where you can go to the office next door and say, all right, so here's this jump drive of a file.
Oh, okay.
You have a team that lives across the country from each other, and the internet might not be as good in certain places as others.
I would hope that they have the best internet connection if they're working on games, honestly.
You know, you can have a very powerful PC, but if your city got a terrible internet contract.
Oh, yeah, because cities could have. I mean, I am talking about that.
I am technically in one of those cities with a terrible internet contract. So, you know, I kind of know the pain.
So we know Spades Gang and the ice cubes.
Oh, my God. We're not talking about that one live where I kept freezing up like over and over again. Okay. But anyway, I'm excited for the Wakanda expansion. You know what I'm saying?
I've been looking at
screenshots and videos that they've been posting. They've been making me hype for this. They got the Wakanda Forever pose going. I'm like, oh, I'm about to be Black Panther all day, every day now.
So then I could get the game now since Black Panther is in it.
I mean, if you want to, yeah, you should. But
I played a video game this weekend.
What game you played this weekend?
Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh, I gotta finish that, actually. But
I only played like a match, maybe two. And I was like, man, this is a whole different game now.
Yeah, it feels like every other Mortal Kombat. They get
it
like
is
two,
every
three,
other.
It's the same, and then it's like,
yeah, you're
a
right.
Totally different game.
You're right. About two or three. Yeah, you're right. And it's completely different after that. I mean, for the most part, you know, certain combos are still the same, but like the way you gotta hit the mugs, bruh.
Yeah.
I was like, what I gotta do? And then I was intoxicated too. I was like, yeah, that's not gonna happen.
I can't even, my brother, shout out to my bro. That dude, B, is really good at Mortal Kombat. Dude be whooping my ass like all the time. But when I get my girl Sonya, Or my boy Kung Lao, it's a rap though. It's a rap.
My go-tos are definitely Scorpion and Liu Kang.
Man, everybody loves Scorpion. It's so OP. I don't know if he's still
it's OP, because he OP. It's definitely because he OP, and then like in the original games he was just lit.
Literally the best character out the whole franchise for real.
Literally. Get over here.
Man, listen. I would like Raiden to be just I don't know. It's something that disconnects me from Raiden, but I love the game though. I love
you
the game.
Raiden, bro.
I'm gonna stick to Kung Lao though. That's my go to. That's my number one right out the gate. Every time.
You
win or lose. Raiden? I love Raiden, but Raiden...
But yeah, so I'm interested in playing more of it because I watched my guy play it some as well. And it looks really interesting. I just gave up on it because I was way too intoxicated. Your fingers got to be on point, okay?
Are you one of those just pressing buttons and hoping some shit happens?
I actually want to learn the combos. Like, yeah. When I first start playing, yeah, I'm just pressing buttons because I'm just trying to see how easy or how hard it can be to get the combos. Then yeah. I started practicing smaller combos and then the bigger ones. Like, the fatalities are completely different, but, like, to get the fatality is completely different. But, like, man, they so sweet.
I love the game, but some aspects seem a bit complicated now,
mm-hmm.
and some aspects seem to be more streamlined. It's really still a great franchise, though. They've had missteps, but overall, 90% of their games is great.
Yes, I agree.
All right, so shifting from video games, let's jump into people suing Marvel because. They're a Marvel, giant conglomerate, Disney, and it happens.
Marvel and Disney.
Well, that's true. But I think it's more so people have an issue with Disney than the Marvel side of things because Kevin Feige, people love him. So they don't want to believe that he would be doing anything shiesty.
F-E-I-G-E?
Yeah, Feige.
Oh, man. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yes.
I was just sitting here pronouncing it like beige, feige.
Listen, that's the one name that I know because I hear it all the time. Okay, people love that guy.
Okay, see, I haven't really paid attention to people saying his name, but I know it. I know the name.
I feel like if Kevin, what?
Shout out to
if Kevin. Kevin, Uncle Kev, if Uncle Kev was to run for president after a major Marvel moment, like, I think he'd be able to do it. Like, that's how much people like him. He could do zero things wrong. He don't even get blamed for bad movies. That's under his belt. I've never heard someone say, I don't like them Thor movies. It's Kevin's fault, though. They never do that.
I like Thor movies.
You like the early ones or the ones where...
I actually like The Dark World.
The Dark World. What were the other two?
There's only three so far.
I thought it was four.
Love and Thunder come out today. I was about to say today. This year? Next year?
Yeah, but
something like that.
It's Thor, then Dark
World. The Dark World. Then Ragnarok.
You're right. Why am I thinking that it was another movie in there somewhere?
I don't know. And then he wasn't in anyone else's movie, like other characters.
Is he the first one to get to four movies? I think he is.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool. Good. Shouts out to Thor.
Thor has
Chris
the best,
Hemsworth?
Thor has the best character development in the MCU.
Does he? You know what? We're not going to get into that right now because we're supposed to be talking about Scarlett Johansson and her non-accent having ass. Suing Disney Marvel. For those of you who don't know, Black Widow just came out and it was such a rocky release. It was supposed to come out like last year sometimes, but
yes.
The pandemic kind of fucked all of that up.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time they released the movie, they had redid her contract or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it was basically saying that it was supposed to be exclusively coming out to movie theaters. Disney decided to put it on the streaming service, Disney Plus. The movie didn't do well.
Yeah, because didn't Space Jam blow it out the water?
Space Jam did blow it out the water the next week. I mean, it did okay. It was like one of the highest grossing films in the pandemic era. But then Space Jam dropped and it did better, and it just kind of went downhill from there. But even though, as okay, so what are your thoughts on her suing? Let's just start there. How do you feel about Scarlett Johansson suing Disney Marvel? Because the internet has its own narrative that it has spent. So what is your thoughts?
Okay, so let's look at what we know for sure, right?
All right, what we know for sure.
We know for sure that it has been a rocky release. And yes, like you said, it was supposed to be exclusively just released in theaters.
Yes.
But if Disney decided to put it on Disney Plus, I personally feel like she should get royalties from Disney Plus as well.
I do believe she actually is getting royalties. They came out with a statement after she said that she was suing, after whoever dropped that nugget. They came back with a response. I think the issue is it's a giant corporation and they breached their contract.
Yeah. Oh.
I think that's pretty much him. Okay. Okay, so devil's advocate here. If you breach your contract mm-hmm. with any corporation, what mm-hmm. are they going to do? They're going to sue you no matter how
no
big
matter what.
Or how small. So in that regard, total power to her. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at it.
She could still sue them. I was just trying to figure out like what was the issue. But if they breached their contract, like you gotta take an L.
Yeah.
You gotta take an L. That's the whole point of contracts.
True. And I get it. I understand why she's suing, but outside of business, on a moral issue, because I think the things that was stated for her reasoning was, one, the movie didn't do as well, and they were blaming D Plus for it not doing as well, I believe. And blame I disagree
who?
Disney Plus. They were saying because it came on Disney Plus, it cut into the main funds from whatever it was she was supposed to get.
I disagree on that, though, because we have seen already that the Disney Plus movies aren't really doing that great on the release.
True.
Like, what was it? Raya and the Last Dragon. Luca. Oh, that wasn't a premiere pass movie, though. A premiere access.
Mulan.
Like, they had projected Mulan to make all of these numbers, and they barely even scratched where they were even trying to get to because
True.
Of the pandemic. But like, Disney are going all about it the wrong way, first and foremost. Like, the premiere access movies are like, what, $30?
It is a bit steep for people that don't have the money, you know, overall.
No, you already paying monthly for the service.
True.
So you want an extra $30 on a movie that either I could go see in theater for $5 on a Tuesday,
yeah,
or I could pirate it.
We do not condone watching movies illegally.
We don't condone it.
I think if they just, I'm willing to pay Disney an extra $10-$15 for a premium pass.
I can understand that.
If it's $15 a month, I pay that. I don't mind paying
$15
a month.
An extra $15 to get the premiere access, like you said.
Yeah,
but
I'm not upset with
that. $30 for a movie that they're going to release in 45 days anyway.
True.
On this same platform that you're already paying, what, $8.99? I don't know what's Disney Plus a month.
It's like $6.99. I don't know.
$9.99. I know they got a bundle for like three of them for like $9.99. So like,
yeah, it's the Hulu, ESPN, and Disney Plus. I got the Disney Plus Hulu bundle, so
and it's a steal.
It is a steal.
So like, Disney went about the whole situation the wrong way. I think Scarlett Johansson can still sue. If she already started the process of, going to sue them, and okay, they made their statement. Okay, she's still, going to get paid about it, but they didn't upfront give her the money.
Okay, so I'm glad you said that, because people were bringing up Wonder Woman and how Gal Gadot got money up front. And
when I say up front, I'm not talking about before they record. I mean, before they release the movie, I'm talking about like before they breach the contract.
I totally understood where you're coming from, but I just felt like this is a good segue for that moment, because were like, Warner Brothers, DC paid her like $200 million, I think they were saying, before Wonder Woman dropped on HBO Max, which is fine, but you also have to understand, if we're talking about Wonder Woman versus Black Widow, Wonder Woman is the most known entity out of the two.
Yeah.
So I would expect Wonder Woman to garner that type of payment.
Yeah.
Before the movie, because Wonder Woman was one of DC's best movies. So Wonder Woman 84 was no doubt going to do fine, whether the movie was good or not.
Yeah.
And it held its own.
And like you said, Wonder Woman is just a bigger character than Black Widow. A lot of people didn't even know who Black Widow was before the Avengers came out.
True. So it was a learning experience.
Also, they waited entirely too long to give her a solo film, in my eyes.
I know everybody was like, she should have got one just because she was the main female. And to a degree, I absolutely agree with that. But if we're talking about at the moment when she came out within the MCU and Iron Man, what was it, 1 and 2, whatever it was? There was no way that I'm giving Scarlett Johansson the whole film to lead at that point.
Why not?
Because her acting skills wasn't leading lady. It was like supporting cast. Maybe if they put whoever else was in the movie, but who was going to be in the movie? Black Widow and Coulson? Were you going to see Black Widow and Coulson?
I don't know. Maybe they could have given her like some backstory where, she was fighting with whatever Russian people she was with.
I'm not even sure. Hawkeye wasn't even a thing yet at the beginning. It was just her.
Yes, you're right. Actually,
because the Avengers movie didn't drop yet.
Avengers movie did not drop yet. Like, let's see what happened in Budapest. They bring up damn Budapest in every goddamn movie. We could have seen something like that. Like, it could have been. I feel like there were a lot of different options that they could have gone with instead of waiting, 10 years now?
And then, when nobody was caring for real,
no one cared anymore. Because
and then she had died.
We're moving into the fourth phase. She's dead.
It would have been better as a Disney Plus series.
I agree.
We could have did. I know Hawkeye's getting his own, but I would have watched the Hawkeye and Widow movie.
I would have watched a Black Widow. Definitely a Black Widow series for sure.
Yeah, I think I think the source.
Did you watch the movie yet?
Nope. I told you. It's on my list, but the whole no accent thing, it just really bothers me. It really does bother me.
I wish you would just let it go.
I can't. I will never, Scarlett, I will never let this go. It is a vendetta that I will have for the rest of my life. I'm just kidding.
She literally hasn't had that accent since Iron Man 2.
That's my point. I get people that were like, but she's been in America this whole time.
But she had the accent. She did have the accent in Iron Man 2. That's the only time she had the accent.
You know who still got that accent?
Loki.
Scarlet Witch. Mm. So don't come here talking about she been in America this whole time.
Rogers still talk like he from the daggone 20s, even though he's been back for at least 20 years.
He been here for a while at this
point. He been back for a minute now.
And he done lived two whole lives.
Right.
Technically three at this point, right? For the most part. Almost three lives.
You want to tell us? You want to tell us what happened?
To
no.
What? Oh.
That's one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite lines.
I don't think I will.
I don't think I will. Okay.
So, also, before we move on from this, I think there were rumors about Emma Stone suing for Cruella de Vil as well, which is a movie I haven't seen yet either. It's on the list.
Was it pretty much the same reason?
Pretty much the same reason.
Okay. Emma, get your coins.
Yeah.
And honestly, I like Cruella way more than I like Black Widow.
I just want to reiterate what you just said. I am not against them getting their money. Get your pocket change. Get whatever
that
it is.
Money,
if it
honey.
Was $10, get that shit. They owe
get
you.
Get that
you
know money, honey.
Because I'll be doing the same thing. I'm trying to get every penny
get
you owe me.
That money.
Okay, so let's that's a good place to end this part of the conversation before we go in on some more rants about Scarlett and her no ass and having ass.
Hey, young.
I'm gonna let it go. This is gonna be my last time.
He not letting it go, Space Gang. That's a lie. He not gonna let it go.
This is my last time bringing
and
it up.
And the lie detector determined that was a lie.
It's my last time, I promise. Okay. We're not switching gears off Marvel yet. We have to talk about this article that came from The Guardian, or TheGuardian.com, obviously. And in this article, it's basically saying that the people that created the characters from the MCU only get paid, what, like $5,000 in a thank you note from Marvel? So they don't get, like, royalties or anything from the movie that their characters are featured in. And I see a lot of fussing on the internet about how unfair that is, but what's in your contract there, homie?
It's extremely unfair, and it's not right that these businesses will do that to the creators. It's not right.
I agree
with you. You have to check your contract.
Every single time. You know, I remember learning about, what is the name? The people that made the Static character and the Milestone universe that you see in DC. Because DC does not outright own Static, the Static Shock cartoon. They're distributing those things. And yes, you do see the DC logo on there because of that. But those comic book characters, that everything that's around Static, they don't own. They're owned by Milestone's Comics. And I believe they were created by Dwayne McDuffie and Dennis Cowan, Michael Davis, Derek T. Dingle. Those people created Milestones. Those people created Milestone Comics. And basically, rather than sell their comics to DC, they sold them the rights to distribute them. So yes, DC still makes money. Yes, DC can do things with them by putting it in properties. Like the video games, like you see Static show up in DC Universe Online, you see Static show up in various cartoons, and he's mentioned in various places within the superhero community of DC, but they still have to go through the estate of McWayne, McDuffie, and those people that own those characters. So DC don't own the characters, and I thought that was like the smartest play. Double smart play on the fact that that's a Black-owned entity. And at that point in time in the 90s, you weren't hearing about things like that going down, because when DC or Marvel say they want a character and they're going to use the character, they usually take the character, you know? But when you work for Marvel and DC as a freelancer within there.
So you already you're already hired by Marvel.
For the most part.
You on their payroll.
You are. But, you know, it's like, I think we bring up, like, the Crest toothpaste thing. Black guy creates an innovative toothpaste under the Crest banner. He works at the Crest building. He works for Crest. So, therefore, who owns the character itself, or well, the product itself is owned by Crest, you know? So in that sense, the characters are owned by Marvel. They're owned by DC. So they could technically do whatever they want to the character. Yes, morally,
that's some bullshit. It is. But that's the type of world we live in. That's true. Why I just keep on saying, check your contract. Yeah, when you out here doing this business, you can just jump at the first thing you see just because it looked good.
Right. It's like not owning the rights to your music.
And you know how many artists actually don't own the rights to their music?
It's a lot. It is a lot.
A lot.
Okay. Case in point, Disney. Mickey Mouse wasn't the original mascot of Disney. The original mascot of Disney was Oswald.
Oh, yeah.
The little rabbit. So I don't know exactly what happened, but Oswald was the mascot of Disney. And then Universal came in and was like, nope, that character, it belongs to us. So Walt had lost his original character, and then he created Mickey to replace him. It took them a long time to get him back. And from what I'm understanding, they didn't get him back to like 2012.
What?
Yeah, they didn't get Oswald back to 2012 with the game Epic Mickey. And the only reason they got him back is because Disney was got the ownership of ESPN, and John Madden from the football games jumped ship to ABC.
He said from the football games. Funny than I'm
Well, good. You know, he was a famous announcer first, but, you know, for those millennials, plus football, from the football franchise, the Madden games.
Not those millennials. It's probably them Generation Z's.
You're right. You're absolutely correct.
Them Z's.
Z's. So what ends up happening is he had a broadcast partner, right? I don't know Madden's broadcast partner's name, but he wanted to work with Madden. So I think it was Bob Iger at the moment was working on trying to get Oswald back. That was his plan. So when the opportunity came to switch the ESPN commentator for Oswald, it kind of helped garner the deal to get Oswald back. So they traded a human for a actual person. At least that's the legend. That's how it goes.
You mean they traded a human for Oswald?
For Oswald. A character you don't even see anymore. When was the last? Epic Mickey was the last time I remember seeing him. Great games, by the way.
Mickey has been the face of Disney. Okay, we'll be talking about some Oswald for. Who is this guy? Nobody coming to see you, Oswald. The freak.
Anybody coming to see you, Otis? I mean, Oswald.
Oh, like shit. What? Oswald, get out of here.
But yeah, it just happens, man. Legal stuff happens all the time with cats. Yeah. You got to watch your contracts, watch who you work with, because they will steal your stuff.
And people going to blame it. Hey, it's just business. Come on now. People be shiesty. People are shiesty, but it's just business. Yeah. So business is shiesty. Be careful out here.
So I got a quote from Ta-Nehisi Coates. He is a author, and he's wrote many books. But recently here in the past, what, like 6-7 years, he's been working on books like Black Panther, which I own a few of those. I think I own the whole series of him writing on Black Panther. And then I was super excited when he got a chance to write Captain America, because, you know, a person that says and does things like Ta-Nehisi Coates does, and then all of a sudden gets to write Captain America, I'm all for that shit. So anyway, he says, long before I was writing Captain America, I read Brubaker and Epting's Death of Captain America storyline and Return of the Winter Soldier. And it was some of the most thrilling storytelling I'd ever read. Coach says, I'd rather read it than watch the movies. I love the movies too, but it doesn't seem just for them to, I think it was supposed to say fair, but they skipped the word in the article. come on now.
Come on.
Guardian. Come on, Guardian. You're making me look slow.
Guardian. I told you it's Guardian.
But it doesn't seem fair just for them to extract what Steve and Ed put into this and create a multi-billion dollar franchise. Now, I don't know where that's going to leave his standings with Disney. I can't tell you that. I mean, Disney, Marvel for the most part, because Disney's pretty hands off and let Marvel handle Marvel stuff. Supposedly.
But, supposedly.
I agree and I disagree. Because, yeah, they really did create these works, these stories. But they didn't, I mean, I think they did, those two did create Winter Soldier, but they didn't create Bucky. Bucky was already an established character by then. They just created the story that changed Bucky from Bucky to Winter Soldier. So it can be argued who gets what. It gets complicated.
Yeah.
So you just don't know. And
so they just created the storyline, you said.
And technically, Winter Soldier is not
it's not Bucky.
It's not Bucky. It's Bucky, but it's not Bucky. It's not the base character Bucky.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's a continuation of what Bucky did. And that's how comics and movies and stuff work. And essentially, it works the same way from comics to movies. Because, yeah, they are using these storylines, but they're not completely using these storylines.
But they're not. Right.
You know, they're referencing them. And they are giving them credit in the credits at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which they don't really have to do because... Hey, nobody seen these coming in the 90s and the 80s when these characters were being revamped and created and stuff.
That's
so
true.
It's kind of hard to write something if, you know, thanks for writing this character. So we're going to put it in your contract. If we make $1 million, you get 10% of that. Like, how do you do that? So in that sense, I understand. But renegotiation and paying them more than $5,000 should probably be, you know, a nice top priority at this point.
Right.
Any other thoughts on this?
Not really. Business is just shiesty. I'm just a little disappointed. That's all.
I am. Man.
I feel bad for them. Like, I legit feel bad for them because these movies are grossing over $20 billion. And you telling me that they only get in a $5,000 check and a thank you? That's literally like a pat on our back.
And I know we're talking about Marvel, but DC...
Can they at least give them health insurance or something?
Yeah, and we're not going to act like DC is in the clear because it took them a long time to start acknowledging the creators of Batman. So, just want to point that out, too.
Batman.
Batman. All right, that's enough. I don't want to get sued for using the theme song. Ooh, so one of my favorite headlines... from this past week is Quentin Tarantino. In the headline, he's basically saying that he vowed not to pay his mother a single penny from anything he made as a writer. That's so rogue of you to just laugh at this latest pain like this. Okay, so do you know why?
May you tell me why, please?
Okay, so basically, Quentin was getting in some trouble in school doing writings.
Okay.
I guess he was, I'm assuming, the article didn't go into too much detail. So I'm assuming he was writing in class and his screenplays was getting him in trouble. His mom goes to see about him, gets upset, and starts basically talking down on his work, saying that he'll never be a writer, this is a waste of his time, he's not good. And he won't write anymore. He says at that moment when she was telling him this stuff, I was paraphrasing, by the way. When she was telling him this stuff in his head, he was like, I will never buy you a house. I will never buy you a car. I will never give you anything from my writings. It's basically
when he was a teenager or a child, yes, or whatever.
This is young Quentin. So he did admit that he got his mama out of IRS trouble once.
Okay.
So it's not like he's heartless, but I felt that though. Like, I wanted to bring it up because if anybody ever been through a situation with a parent or auntie or a cousin, I think Jay-Z mentioned it on one of his songs, Ambitious with Pharrell.
Mm-hmm.
When he was talking about he was giving his uncle, showing his uncle one of his mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
His uncle wasn't moving or giving him anything, and it was like he didn't like the music. So if you've been through that, because I've seen that, I know what that is. You know, I know that feeling. It's like, damn, you know, I'm not mad at him. I ain't mad at him at all. What about you? What do you think? Is he wrong?
First of all, it's a little, he said never a piece of, what did she say to him? Oh, it's because he was getting in trouble though in school.
Yeah.
And then because she probably disciplined him because of that.
Yeah, that's but she said the wrong things. Like, you could discipline your kid and be like, all right, listen, I know you want to be this writer, but you got to pick better times to write your stories.
So she was just like, you need to stop.
Like, this ain't going to work.
She was trying to trash. She was downplaying him. Okay.
Yeah, she was saying he was trash, basically.
Then he ain't wrong, period.
Like, can you imagine being that parent?
How you going to sit there and talk trash about my work and then expect me to give you money from this work?
The audacity of you.
The audacity.
The audacity.
The caucasity. The mamacity.
Yo, is the mamacity? Yo, listen. Your child is Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino. But she didn't know that she birthed Quentin Tarantino. She probably just had a kid and was like,
you're right.
Oh, I'm so miserable. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people be having children and just be so miserable and then wonder why the world is so messed up. But anyway, that's another conversation.
Why it's important to nurture your children.
Very important.
And I'm not saying when they paint something on the wall for you to frame it. No, I'm not saying it. Tell them not to paint on the wall.
And if she was saying that when he was getting in trouble, imagine the things she was saying to him when he wasn't getting in trouble.
Facts. But yeah, nurture that art. If your child comes to you and they drew a stick figure T-Rex, man, love that T-Rex.
But
because
honestly,
you never know.
Honestly, you, as well as, like you just said, you never know. Had she not been that evil person towards him, he probably would never been the genius that he is now. Like, I love me some Quentin Tarantino films.
For real, the dude would be snapping in the writing room. For real, for real. Direct, whatever it is he doing, I support Quentin.
It doesn't
He's one of my
matter.
Favorite directors.
I love him as a director. He's one of my favorite directors as well.
But she did get paid, though. He helped her out of that RS trouble, so.
Okay, he didn't want to see her rot in jail. That's fine. Nobody wants to see their mama in jail. But other than that.
I'm not even mad.
We not going on no trips because Quentin got long money. We ain't going on no trips. I'm not paying for no cars or fur.
None of that. This man got so much money. That he could probably give you, no, he can give you 3, 4, 5 mil and not even miss it.
And not even miss it.
Now your sister over there sitting pretty in her nice house because she was over there like, Quentin,
it's
I love
okay.
your work.
It's okay, Quentin. It's okay, Q. Don't listen to mom.
You be the best writer you can be.
You're the best writer you ever going to be. You're going to be the best thing ever, Q.
Imagine if Quentin had like a black auntie, though. That would explain so much. That would.
You so stupid. Now, baby, you know, ever listen to what your mama say to you, all right? Yeah, when we was growing up, your grandmother kept on hitting her, and she dropped her on the head when she was a baby. Your mama just not right. I told her don't be out here messing with these menses, and then next thing you know, you came, your sister came, your other sister.
Now you respect your mama and you listen to what she say, but you don't listen to what she say though. You listen to what she say, but not everything she say. We know what that mean. You know what I'm saying? It's the dumbest sentence ever, but we know what it mean.
You listen to her, but you don't listen to her. All right now, baby.
She tell you to wash dishes, you wash them dishes, but she tell you your work is trash, you tell her. She lying in your head. You don't say it out loud.
You don't say it out loud.
But shout out to Quentin. I can't wait to see what his last film is going to be because he keeps talking about doing like one last film. And I said I was going to remember the movie he wants to remake, and
I hope it's a horror film.
I think it's a remake. He want to redo a movie. I try
to
get
remake one of his own movies.
No, someone else's movie.
Oh shit! He about to shit on somebody then.
Yo, whatever he remake gonna be so crazy.
He's going to shit on them.
It's two things gonna be guaranteed though. Somebody gonna drop an N-word, and Samuel Jackson gonna be in that bitch.
Quentin Tarantino wish he was black.
I think he do. I really honestly do. You know, if we were still inviting people to the cookout, he will almost be there. But since we don't do that no more,
Oh, we agreed to not invite anyone else to the cookout.
Yeah, that was never... the internet. Yeah, the internet said we cookout closed now.
Dang, I didn't get that memo.
Yeah, it was like last year, year before last.
What happened? Oh, you know what?
There was so many white people just trying to get in. They were like, no, we can't have no more Wahite people in here. So, no, for real though, they was just, you know how it is. They was like, people were just saying it then. It just got excessive. I think they made like t-shirts. Somebody made like a mock-up ticket to the cookout.
I don't care what they say. If Jim Carrey pull up, he coming to my cookout. Anytime.
Well, Jim Carrey got in living color.
So as long as you got like a forever pass.
Yeah. You just, unless you fuck up, you can lose that bitch. But okay. I'm just saying, anybody after like 2019, 2020.
That's it.
Sorry.
Ain't nobody else allowed.
But you know what though? Quentin probably was already in there from Django though. So we good.
I don't know. A lot of people didn't like Django, and I had to explain to them that that is not a slave movie. It's a hero movie.
It's not. And that's technically also a remake, which is crazy. Django was a character that existed. But if I'm not mistaken, he was a dude that carried a coffin around. Did he have a Did he have like one of them big Gatling guns though? I want to say he did. Who? But anyway, who? Django, like the character that is based on.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I'm going to have to do some research on that.
But that may have been a reimagining for a comic book. With the character Django. But I do know that Django is a remake and he was a white guy, if I'm not mistaken.
Boop.
See?
All right.
All right. So last thing. You ready? This is the main event. Main event. So I was online on Facebook and this conversation caught my eye. It was a conversation about why we accept some villains and not others. Specifically, why we accept Vegeta and not Omni-Man. So, what do you know about Omni-Man and Vegeta?
For those of you that do not know, you know what I'm saying? Say no.
You know, you wore Vegeta, this hat. It is perfect. It's perfect
Vegeta,
that you wore this hat.
Vegeta, actually, I feel like... Okay, I don't read comic books or whatever. Like, growing up, I've maybe read a couple, but not, like, stuck with any. So, I don't really know much of Omni-Man, other than what I've seen in Invincible, for those of you that
we're going to base this just on what we've seen in Invincible.
Just in what we've seen in Invincible and what we've seen in Dragon Ball up to Super?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, we have literally, like, 20 years, 25 years of Vegeta.
True.
First of all, we've had 25 years of character development of Vegeta. He also has some of the best character development in the Dragon Ball series.
Facts.
Yes, his initial, you know,
introduction
was the whole Prince of All Saiyans, and he's going to kill the world and blow up the earth and blah blah blah, take the Dragon Balls, blah blah blah, right?
The great one.
He also was very heartless, and you know, until he got some of that earth coochie doll.
You say he was ruthless until Bulma came along. Bulma put it on and saved the world.
Bulma put it on that ass. She said kapow. Bow. She's the only one that could get to him like that. Everyone else still scared of Vegeta. I mean, Goku is not scared. But
Goku ain't scared of nobody for real, though.
Goku except for Chi-Chi.
He's only scared of Chi-Chi.
But Chi-Chi, facts. But we've had a very long time. Like, Vegeta has also been put under this crazy mind control where he could have been super evil, but he still kind of had a heart. Yeah, he smacked the shit out of his kid, but that was that one time. He took his kid to Disney World after that. Well, their version of Disney World. Like, what? Omni-Man, we can forgive Vegeta because Vegeta clearly does not still have that in him.
Also, before you move on, I think the biggest thing about Vegeta was we saw him ruthless in the beginning, yeah. And then we watch him soften over time. And it's not even about the amount of time, because Omni-Man made a huge impact in such a short amount of time.
That's very true.
But the way Vegeta treated people and humans, Omni-Man did not.
That's what I'm saying. Omni-Man straight up was like, yeah, fuck you, Mark. I can have another one of you in a minute.
And you know what, though? I also think because of when we...
Mark, I can have another one of you in a minute.
And you know what, though? I also think because of when we first see Omni-Man, he looks like the perfect dad.
He does.
You know, superhero. I love everybody. People love me. He seems like almost Superman-ish until he wasn't.
Yeah, until he wasn't.
Spoiler alert here. Well, we saw him slaughter all them motherfuckers.
Mo.
He slaughtered their Justice League, basically.
Mo. How he just gonna sit there and kill all of them like that? Like, Vegeta, even though Vegeta wants to, or he probably even still think about it sometimes, he's not going to because he knows how much he cares about his family. His family comes first.
He ain't give a damn about Nappa, though. I'm just gonna point that out.
They ain't got nothing to do with it. He ain't have no earth coochie. Nappa ain't have no earth coochie. Nappa was, he had to take out Nappa, okay?
All right, so let's finish up on Omni-Man so we can really get into this. Omni-Man basically was, he's a Veltramite. So he's from another planet, came to Earth.
He's also an alien, a strong-ass alien.
Came to Earth, became the savior of the top superhero. And then he slaughtered his whole superhero team.
There you go.
He wasn't the leader. He wasn't the leader, the leader, but he was a part of the team, kind of. He was like the Batman of the team. He just showed up, does his thing, disappears. Killed all them cats. I didn't give a damn about them. And then, then we find out how he felt about his son's mother. He cared about Mark. He cared about his son, Mark. He really did. But only because Mark was going to finally be like him. Mark developed his superpowers. Now he has a partner, someone who can understand him, who will live on just as long as he will. But then Mark turned against him, and then that's when we find out how he felt about Mark's mom. Because what was his words? I love you, but
I
more
like
a...
More like a pet?
Like a pet.
A pet.
A P-E-T.
Vegeta ain't never said that to Bulma. He always blushed when she do too much.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time.
Remember when Beerus, the god of destruction, came to Earth? Vegeta knew. Vegeta was like, I am outmatched. I would die. And so he was like, yo, I'm not even going to.
I'm trying to keep the Earth.
He was nice. He was respectful. He was like, don't destroy my planet.
That's the sweetest we ever seen Vegeta.
For real. And then
he bitched
then,
up. Vegeta bitched then, up when Beerus came through.
And then old Beerus came and slapped his wife, Bulma.
Not my Bulma.
Yo, listen. I ain't never, in that moment, for the first time in the series, like almost ever, other than from like Dragon Ball, Vegeta was stronger than Goku.
For a hot little
second.
We ain't
seen that shit from the beginning. Like,
a hot little second.
When Vegeta first came to Earth, he was stronger than Goku. But this is, Goku has been maxing out everybody in the series for years.
Yeah,
this is the first time for like a whole good, two episodes, Vegeta was stronger than Goku.
For a hot little second.
It was a hot second. Well, really, in time period, it's like 5 minutes. But in real time, it's 5 minutes. But in episode of Dragon Ball,
it was like an episode and a half altogether.
Yeah. Yeah. Until Goku went back and started training.
Oh, it was
Vegeta may have been the moment. This is his moment to shine.
Goku was like, okay, you niggas getting stronger, huh?
He was like, we can't have that on my show. Not on my show. But anyway, Vegeta came, you know, he came up to Beerus and was like, I'm about to beat your ass for my wife. Like, we ain't never seen Vegeta really fight for other people other than himself for the most part. And Trunks.
So he even was feeling some type of way when they went to the future, and he found out that the future bomber was gone, and he felt some type of way about it. He even felt some type of way about that. But Omni Man over here calling his wife a pet, the only lady that was trying to humanize you to get you to fit in, and now you want to take over this world. He'd been plotting to take over the world the entire time, and just wanted Mark to be like that. If he wanted Mark to be this whole conqueror or whatever, he should have been training that nigga since he was 2.
But he didn't think he was going to get powers because he was part pet. I'm sorry, part human. But yeah, you know, Vegeta did, like you said, and he did slap Trunks.
If she a pet, what that say about him?
Zeus. Yeah, he bestiality.
Nasty ass Zeus.
Nasty. You nasty. But yeah, Vegeta slapped his son once, but goddamn Omni-Man pretty much destroyed half the planet whooping his son ass. Like, my gosh.
That was a little hard to watch a little bit. Like,
when he was like shoving him through the crowd of people and the people were dying?
In the train, bro. And Mark definitely swallowed some of them people's guts. Ain't no way he ain't swallowed somebody's guts, bro.
Oh my gosh. Yo, this is like the most brutal, greatest scene of all
It was great and sad and a little hard to watch. All because it was like, damn, Mark, like, we all were rooting for you. Like, we were rooting for Omni-Man too. Like,
listen, I knew Mark asked was about to get beat from the go. I was like, come on, Mark, show me something. Mark was like, no, this ain't the time, bro. Mark would get his ass whooped the whole series, and you know he went for the world, dude, man. I had faith though. But
so that's why we can't forgive Omni Man. I'm sorry. No, like, look at how he treated him. Like, honestly, if we get 2 seasons of him like trying to be a better father, then we could forgive him. But
there ain't no Dragon Balls in no, he killed hundreds of people. Ain't no Dragon Balls. Fuck no. No.
Not even if he's a better dad.
No. This man needs to be.
What if he brings back better what if he brings back better resources for the betterment of humankind?
He needs to be put down. Like, take him to the back of the shed.
Damn.
I mean, I don't know how you gonna put him down.
You ain't got no hope, Omni Man. I'm over here trying to give you a couple of seasons or whatnot, Omni Man. He can even make a public apology.
He can, but I mean, who gonna stop him? But I'm saying, Omni Man is literally what happens if Superman decides he don't want to be a good guy no more.
You know, the people love a public apology.
Speaking of public apologies.
Are we done with the Omni-Man combo?
We're done with Omni-Man. This is
We're not forgiving Omni-Man. And
no.
I do love Vegeta, but he's still gonna always forever be player 2. I mean,
and this is when we mute. No, you were doing good all the way up to he's always gonna be player 2. I mean, I don't care how true that is, but
I love Vegeta. Like, I love Vegeta.
But I don't know how true that is because in the manga, he just got the powers of the God of Destruction. So
yeah, I heard. So right now, he might just be a little bit stronger than Goku, but we already know that who gonna come out on top? Kakarot.
See, this is why they should have killed Goku when they were supposed to.
Chill. And then Gohan would have been number 1. What are you saying right now?
Man, they bitched Gohan. You know what? We ain't gonna talk about it. We're about to get into a whole nother conversation. It's not what this show is about.
We do need to have a Dragon Ball Z episode, though. A whole Dragon Ball episode. I fucking love that. I hate when people be like, oh, it's so whack, blah, blah, blah. Acting like 80% of the black community did not start on anime with Dragon Ball Z. Stop playing. If you from the 80? If you grew up in the 90s, if you born late 80s, early 90s, nigga, your first animes was Dragon Ball Z, Pokemans, and freaking what? Gundam.
No. If you were born in the '80s, your first anime was Speed Racer.
I said late '80s. Ain't Speed Racer like?
I was born in 86, so Speed Racer was literally my first anime, and then Voltron was next, even though they bastardized
Voltron
the shit out of it.
Voltron is an anime?
Yes, it is. It's based on another franchise. They just, you know, did what America do and reversed and cut shit up. And then, let's see, it was Speed Racer, Voltron, Astro Boy. Astro Boy is basically like the Mega Man of anime before Mega Man was a thing. It's a really good. It's really good. It's really good. Don't go watch it now. It's like black and white. The original is black and white. How do you not know about Astro Boy?
I was born in the 90s. I was born in 1990. Thank you. My very first anime was actually Dragon Ball Z, so...
I didn't even see Dragon Ball until, like, 94.
I saw Dragon Ball sometime after I saw Dragon Ball Z, that's for sure.
Was it 94? I just remember...
And when I say watching it, like, okay, you was watching it at 4, but were you really watching it? Like...
Oh, you talking about Speed Racer? Oh, absolutely. Dude, I was running around mimicking the shit out of Speed Racer's talking. Like,
what Speed Racer
thing.
Come on? Was that like a one Saturday morning?
Nickelodeon? It came on Nickelodeon.
Oh, see, I didn't have cable. Dragon Ball Z came on WB for a hot girl second. So.
Yeah, I think I watched Dragon Ball Z originally on Toonami, but I watched Dragon Ball on like UPN.
Yeah, the first time I saw Dragon Ball Z, I was definitely like in the third grade or something. Second grade?
It's a huge part of our lives. Let's just be
maybe
honest,
second
we can't
grade.
Say that. That's true.
It I just hate how people just be dogging it. Like, it's not supposed to be the best anime. It's not supposed to have this great ass plot. It's supposed to be a show that niggas just give hands.
In Dragon Ball Z, yes. But in Dragon Ball, it was more about the adventure, which is why I favor
Dragon Ball
over all. I favor Dragon Ball over all the rest of the series. Don't get me wrong. The flashing Kamehameha Yelf is great. It's fun to watch. But when it came down to Dragon Ball, that's why I fell in love with Roshi and Bulma and who is Babidi.
They definitely have way more like character too in Dragon Ball. Like I love them in Dragon Ball, but like Roshi can suck a dick. I like Bulma.
Roshi was absolutely perfect from the go.
Yeah, Roshi can suck a dick. Roshi can suck
straight up pedophile.
But he's a great fighter.
He is a great fighter, and he has some really interesting matches. I fell in love with Piccolo in Dragon Ball. I fell in love with Tien.
What would you say if somebody said, never mind?
No, what? No, go ahead. Go ahead. Now I'm curious.
You call Roshi a pedophile.
He never did. Pedophile might be too far in this sense. But let's just be honest. Bulma was like, what, 13?
Yes. In Dragon Ball, yes.
So, you know, just saying.
Okay.
Just saying.
We got to get off of Dragon Ball. I felt like we were supposed to be talking about something else right quick. You said something
about... We were going to move into music. You the one who... You know what? I ain't even going to blame you. Because I'm supposed to be leading this conversation, so I'm going to kick it back. We're
and
talk
you
about
wanted
music.
To mute me because I said Vegeta was playing too.
See, we're about to go back into it again. I'm about to mute you. All right. So, speaking of, I think I was going to talk about, like, the baby and his apology that he deleted.
He deleted
his apology.
That man's a bastard.
They just pulled his music from, what was it, Kanye song he had? They pulled that too?
I didn't even hear it yet.
I didn't hear it either. They pulled so much from this dude in the past 2 weeks. Again, I didn't even know it was this many festivals. But the memes have been extremely funny, and you know they have.
My favorite one is the one where they said, He got pulled from Mary J. Blige dancing because he got too much hateration and hollering.
Yo, but my favorite one though is when it was like he got pulled and then got replaced by Freestyle Unity. I'm not even making light of the situation. We ain't even talking about the situation no more. Nah. At this point, this meme is a life of his own. I done seen him get pulled from, speaking of Dragon Ball, I seen him get pulled from tournaments.
From the tournament.
The Tournament of Power. I seen him get pulled from Pokemon tournaments. I seen him get pulled from fictional cartoon concerts. Just...
He got pulled from performing at Junior's Bachelor.
Yo.
But are you going to have me weak? What are we talking about his daggone apology for?
Because I just found out that he deleted it.
He deleted it.
Yeah, he literally deleted his apology. It was like, the apology is missing.
You know what? I'm telling you, like I said on the last show, the baby is a certified nigga. Like, he does not care, bro. Like his PR team already trashed because when, after that video came out, he should have never started going on live and posting on IG and stuff like that. He should have never did that.
If he is the hood, N-word. Look at that, censoring myself because I don't say that word. If he is as hood as you say he is, mm-hmm. what the hell is his PR team going to do?
Yes, true that.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Threaten him?
No, they can't. But at the same time, like, you need to do something.
Man.
Hear me out. Not have him as big as a star because he's not really that great of an artist.
Oh, I didn't want to get into that conversation.
He's because really not that good.
Music
great
is subjective,
artist.
But his stuff do sound the same.
Okay. So before that whole, you know, him hitting the woman, like I said, I did listen to a few of his songs and everything. And at first it seemed like there were like three separate songs that would sound all the same. But it were like 20 songs, but they all sound the same. Like three songs. So wow. Yeah, and his music, I mean, like I said, it's some turn-up music and stuff, so get your head bobbing and stuff, but just about every single song sounds the exact same, unless he's, like, on a feature with someone else or something, but other than that.
I've never been impressed by him, but at least he had a flow in some sort of instance. You know, when he came along, he was right at the tail end of the mumble rap era was like fading out completely here.
Yeah, but you could tell what he's saying. He just says it really fast. He doesn't.
Yeah, no. I'm not calling him a mumble rapper at all. I'm just saying it was for a lot of people because I remember seeing the praise for it. I was like, he don't sound like a mumble rapper. That's good.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying.
So you know, whatever the case is, it's a rap right now at least for the foreseeable future.
My man's they gonna delete it. So y'all want this apology? Y'all just gonna keep on doing this to me? All right, well, fuck y'all then.
So is the baby still invited to the cookout? I'm just kidding. We got to end this show.
Before we go, there is one more thing I would like to say.
Go ahead.
The Suicide Squad is greater than Suicide Squad.
That is confusing if you do not watch superhero movies at all.
The Suicide Squad 2021 is greater than Suicide Squad.
Come on, it's 2016. James Gunn. It's James Gunn.
Did you watch it?
Not yet. I'm not going to the movie. See that?
You got HBO Max.
It's free on HBO Max though.
It's on HBO Max. All Warner Brothers movies
for now.
For the whole 2021 have been released on HBO Max.
Okay, I'll check it out. I didn't know if HBO Max is ever going to go to like a premium thing or anything like that.
Nah, they good.
But they are going to take them off though. I do remember them saying they was going to take them off.
Okay, so this is what they do.
I thought it already happened. I thought it already happened.
No, they released it on the day that's released in theaters. So when it was released on Friday, it was released 3:00 a.m. Eastern time, I think, and on HBO Max.
Yeah.
After a certain amount, I think it's like 30 days, they leave it up there for like 30 days, 32 days or something like that. they will take it off. They will take it off of HBO Max. But then, like, another month or two later, it's right back on HBO Max because Judas and the Black Messiah came back. Wonder Woman came back.
Yeah.
And these are movies that came out this year. So it's like, even if you miss it right now with the release, it's still going to come back.
I check it out. I still got time. But we got to end this show space game. So do me a favor. Head over to www.bbkspadeshow.com where you can get all of the audio, all of the video, and you can purchase some merch to support the show. Sure. Okay, let them know what they got to do about that whole apple pie.
Go ahead and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a rate of review so we can get to that top 2 video right now.
Yeah, what she just said. Make sure you leave us a review. Tell us how we doing so we know which way to grow next. That's Apple Podcasts. You can find us everywhere at BBK Space. Yeah. You can find us everywhere at BBK Space Show. Even the website is thebkspaceshow.com. If you're ever looking for us, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, it's the BK Space Show. We're not hard to find.
Don't forget V.
Yeah, make sure you V is in there. Yeah, the T-H-E. But anyway, I have been the BK Space, and I have been here with my very lovely co-host,
Nova King, baby.
Thank y'all for listening, because I have been neglecting to say that to you, and I am sorry. So thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
We out.